This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Migrants seeking asylum here in the United States have scored a victory in a U.S. court over the Trump administration. The AP's Jackie Quinn explains.
Immigrants' rights groups sued the Trump administration after Attorney General William Barr announced that to deter migrants from illegally entering the U.S., the government wouldn't offer bond hearings. Lawyers say they're not dangerous. They can reunite with relatives and find lawyers to help handle their claims. Judge Marcia Peckman agrees it's unconstitutional. She's ordered the government to provide a bond hearing within 7 days of a request by any immigrant demonstrating a credible fear of persecution if they're returned to their homeland. If the hearing isn't granted in 7 days, they must be released. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The United States designated a major anti-Pakistan militant organization conducting deadly attacks against local and foreign targets in the South Asian nation as a global terrorist. Islamabad promptly welcomed the move, which prohibits U.S. citizens from engaging in any transactions with members of the so-called Balochistan Liberation Army, the BLA, and all of their property in the U.S. are blocked. The outlawed BLA is considered the largest and most effective of several Baluch militant groups fighting the Pakistani rule in the province. Libyan officials say an airstrike late Tuesday hit a detention center for mainly African migrants outside the capital, Tripoli, killing at least 40 people, wounding 80 others. Fighting for control of Tripoli between Libya's internationally recognized government and the Libyan National Army of a rival government led by the general Khalifa Haftar has been raging for months in Tripoli suburbs with little progress made. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The Trump administration is giving up plans to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census. Get more on the story from Mike Gracia.
Printing of the 2020 census questionnaire began Tuesday without a citizenship question the Trump administration wanted to include. The decision to move forward was somewhat surprising, since President Donald Trump had indicated he would ask his attorneys about possibly delaying the census next spring. Trump floated the idea of delaying the census after the U.S. Supreme Court halted the addition of a citizenship question last week. The Census Bureau says printed postcards and letters will be sent out next March, reminding residents about the census. Most respondents are expected to answer the questionnaire by internet. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Trump may have jump-started a new round of working-level talks with Pyongyang at his meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, but their handshake is meaningless unless negotiators make progress on bridging the country's divergent approaches toward denuclearization. The most recent talks stalled at the Hanoi summit in February, and a process experts at the upcoming working-level talks to get Washington and Pyongyang to bridge their differences on denuclearization will be difficult but not impossible. Pyongyang favors taking a phased approach with each step taken toward denuclearization rewarded with some corresponding measure. Washington has been interested in drawing up a comprehensive denuclearization deal that includes the dismantlement of Pyongyang's entire nuclear program. The White House downplaying President Trump's concession to allow sales of computer chips to China's Huawei Technologies company, saying the telecommunications giant remains blocked because of national security concerns from buying parts to produce its newest 5G smartphones. Washington had put Huawei on an export blacklist back in May, citing national security concerns related to its technology for the company's 5G fifth-generation smart devices. Huawei's founder said Trump's agreement with Chinese President Xi Jinping to relax a ban on U.S. sales to Huawei would have no major impact on the company's business. And six people died and more than 21 missing after a small coastal dam burst in India's Maharashtra state due to heavy monsoon rains that have caused havoc in the country's western region. Teams of the National Disaster Response Force search for survivors using drones. It was the latest disaster to hit the state, where the death toll due to an unprecedented heavy rain in recent days has now climbed to 35. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
Broadcast. VOA 1.